Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Ayin Gimel. We are starting about the third line at the two dots with the words Reb Zeira, and in the Vilna Sura Daf it's Nun Beis Amud Beis, 10 lines up from the bottom with those same words. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Maris Miriam Sara Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Now yesterday we had a limud and we had learned Birchas HaTorah from Zimun and Zimun from Birchas HaTorah. So now continuing with that, the Gemara says Reb Zeira asked the following question: Elaine Shlesha Kruyos. These three people that are being called up to the Torah on Monday and Thursday and Shabbos by Mincha, we have three people being called up to the Torah. For that matter, we're also talking about Shabbos morning when we have seven people that are called up. Ma'at Avid Lain, what do you consider them? Kishlosha She'achlu Ka'achas, are they like three people that ate together? Or are they like three people that each ate individually? The reason why we would say that they're considered to be like three people that all ate together is because, as we just said, we learn Birchas HaTorah from Birchas HaZimun. Now, what relevance would it have if they're considered to be like they all ate together? So, in Tavdinun Kishlosha She'achlu Ka'achas, if you're going to treat them like they all ate together, so Harishan Mevarch Bracha Rishayna, the first person would be able to make the Bracha Rishayna on the Torah, Va'achran Bracha Achrayna, the last Kairai, he would make the last Bracha, Va'amtsoy in Varch HaLikr, the middle fellow that gets an Aliyah, he doesn't have to make a Bracha at all. That's because they're all considered to be like one unit, so the first person makes the first Bracha, last person makes the last Bracha, and the middle person or middle people, they wouldn't have to make a Bracha at all. Whereas in Tavdinu Keshlesha She'achlu Zebifne'atzmai, if you're going to consider them to be like three individuals that each one ate on their own, so then even the middle guy, he would have to make a bracha before and afterwards on the Torah. So Amar Shmuel Bar Avdima, he says, Loi lamdu Birchas HaTorah Birchas HaZimun el l'rabim. We only learned Birchas HaTorah from Birchas HaZimun in regards to reading Torah publicly. So yes, when it comes to reading the Torah in public, in Shul, Monday, Thursday, Shabbos by Mincha, so then the bracha of the Torah is learned from the bracha of Zimun. It is considered like they all ate together, and that means that the first Ayla would make a bracha before, the last Ayla would make a bracha afterwards, and the middle Ayla wouldn't have to make a bracha at all. Ask the Gemara of Im L'Rabim, if you're going to say this has to do with Kriyas HaTorah in public, so afilu b'en l'vein atzmei lo yivarech, that means a person shouldn't have to make a bracha on the Torah when he's reading by himself. A person shouldn't have to make Birchas HaTorah in the morning, because it seems to be this whole lach of Birchas HaTorah has to do with only when we're reading the Torah publicly. So Amar Rav Abba Mari, Achai de Rav Yaisi, Rav Abba Mari, the brother of Yaisi, said, Asa'ua kashar kol mitzvah seh shal Torah, they made it like all the other mitzvahs in the Torah. Ma shar kol mitzvahs tu'una is bracha, just like all other mitzvahs need a bracha, avzu tu'una bracha, so too, when a person is learning by himself, he also needs to make a bracha. And continue to explain the Mishnah, we had said, Achal demai, if a person ate demai, again, this is produce from an Am Aretz, we're not so sure if Maaser is taken off, that person can be included in a Zimun. Now the Gemara says, Hada Amra, this tells us that Achal Perais, Safik Nitkanu, Safik Loinitkanu, Mizamnin. Let's say a person ate produce, and it's a Safik whether this produce had proper Chumas and Maaser is taken off of it. We could do a Zimun. Now this produce that we just mentioned now is different than demai. Demai is coming from an Am Aretz. This is referring to produce which is coming from a Chaver. A Chaver is a person that we know always separates Trumas HaMaaser from his produce. However, this produce were besafek, we're not so sure if the Chaver had a chance to take off proper Trumas HaMaaser. But we see from our Mishnah that if a person who ate Demai, which is a Safek, so that means that if someone ate this other produce, which is a Safek, he could join in a Zimun as well. Now the Gemara says it's not a Raya. Amar Rav Shimon, Achvei D'Rab Berechia, B'Shah She'Gazer Al Demai, once the Chachamim were geyser on Demai, and they said that a person is not allowed to eat Demai until they take off the proper Maaser, Rav Ami Aret, Hayu Machnisin L'Batehen, and really the proper Gersa is, Rav Ami Aret, Mafrishin L'Batehen, the majority of Ami Aret would take off proper Maaser, even in their homes, that means even when no one's watching them. So the level of Suffolk of Demai is different than the level of Suffolk of this produce that we just mentioned. Demai is not really so much of a Suffolk anymore. There still is a Suffolk that maybe he didn't take off Maaser, but it's a very weak Suffolk, because as Rav Shimon just told us, the majority of Ami Aretzim do take proper Maaser off, even when they're in the privacy of their own home. So that's why someone who ate demai could join in a zimun, but that's not a riot if he's eating some sort of other suffik. The Gemara Ayin Gimel Beis on top continues to try to bring another raya. V'yei da'amra, from where do we know that which was said? How do we know if a person ate something which is a suffik, he'd be able to join in a zimun? Because of the following, da'kusi mizamnin olav. The Mishnah had said that we could join a kusi into a zimun, and v'han kusi lav suffiku, isn't a kusi a suffik? We're not so sure if kusim were proper gerim, but still we're saying that they could join in. So we see that when we have a matzav of a suffik, we can still join in a zimun. So once again, the Gemara says it's not a raya because Amar Rav Abba says, Tipata, we could explain our Mishnah as saying, Kimad Mar, like the one that says, now here's the proper girsa, Kusi ki Yisrael, that a kusi really is like a full-fledged yid. Now we have to add in the word, the ispalgun, because we actually have machlokes about this. Kusi ki gai, divei Rebbe. Rebbe says a kusi is like a gai. Reb Shimon Gamliel says kusi ki Yisrael l'chol davar. A kusi is considered like Yisrael for everything. So once again, we don't have a raya that we're going to be mezamein when we have a case of a safek. And now moving on to brand new halacha, halacha beis. The Mishnah says, Nashim ve'avadim uktanim ein mezamein aleihen. We are not allowed to join in a woman, avadim, which is non-Jewish slaves, or ketanim, minors, we're not allowed to join them in a zimun. If we have two men and a katan, two men and an eved, two men and a woman, no making a zimun. Now the Mishnah asks a question, ad kam mezamnin, up until how much food does a person have to eat in order to be able to say, now there's a chiv of zimun? And this isn't really a question which is specific for zimun, this is really a question in regards to birchas hamazon as well. How much food does a person have to eat in order to be chayv to bench? So the Tanakh of the Mishnah tells us, ad kezayis, a person has to eat a kezayis of food. Rav Yehuda Aimer, he says, ad kebetza, a person has to eat a kebetza of food. Now we're going to be talking about a katan. Rav Simon says, b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi. And Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul says, b'shem Rabbi, katan, oisin oisai, snif la asara. We can take a katan, a minor, someone under bar mitzvah, and we can make him an add-on or supplement to 10 people. Now we know that when we have 10 people that ate together, the zimun is going to be different. They're going to use Hashem's name. So what we're saying over here is that if we have 9 men and one minor, one katan, we can add him in, we can use him as a supplement, and now he can be considered the 10th, and we're allowed to have a zimun of 10 people. Ask the Gemara, how could that be? Vatani, we have a brisa that says, ain medaktik in b'katan. We're not medaktik with a katan. Now what does that mean, we're not medaktik with a katan? So we know that in order for someone to be considered a full-fledged gadol, they have to have two things. They have to have reached 13 years of age in one day. They also have to bring physical simanim, physical signs of maturity, which we say is called shtei sairis, two pubic hairs. So they have to have both of those. Now, ein medaktik in b'katan means that if we know they've already reached one stage, we know he's 13 years old in a day, or we know that he has the simanim, we're not going to be medaktik to check the other one. And we consider him to be a full-fledged gadol. However, that's only if we know that he has one and we don't know about the other. But if we know for a fact that he's missing one of these, if we know for a fact he's not 13, or if we know for a fact that he doesn't have shtei sairis, so we can't consider him a gadol, so how are we able to say that a katan is able to be an add-on, he's able to be a supplement for 10? So Rabbi Yossi explains as follows. Some have the gear of Rav Asi, but the explanation is as follows. Really, when we're dealing with a katan, he's allowed to be a supplement, an add-on for 10. But kaima, now skip the next four words, Rab Simon and Rab Chanina. Kaima and Rab Simon, b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rab Simon in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, what establishes Brisa is talking about the following. L'shnei ketanim netzercha, when we're dealing with two ketanim, she'im haya katan, that if one of these is for sure a katan, Aysen Aysay Safek, then we consider him a Safek, and Safek Aysen Aysay Vadai. If one of them is a Safek, meaning one of them, we know for sure that he has one of these two factors, we just don't know about the other, so then we're going to treat him like a Vadai. Which means the Chiddush over here is that if we have 8 Gedalim and 2 Ketanim, one Katan whom we know has one of these things, we just don't know about the other, so we treat that one as a Gadol, and the other Katan is treated as the supplement, as the add on, and now we're considered to have 10. Continuing to talk about this, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Rapasi tells us, B'shem Rabbi Yaisi, Tisha Niran Ka'asara, skip the word Ma and read the word Mezamnin. If we have 9 people that look like 10, so we can make a Zimun over here, meaning a Zimun of 10 people. Now there's Machlaik as why 9 people would be looking like 10. Either that could mean they're all very tightly packed together, so it could seem like it's 10 people. Even though it's really only 9, it seems like it's 10. Some say the other way around, that when they're spread out, it looks like 10 people, because they're spread out all over the place, even though it's really 9. But either way, when we have this group of 9 people that looks like 10, we can make a Zimun of 10. Now the Gemara asks, and we're going to go back to that word Ma. Ma Mesuyamin, what makes them complete? How are they complete? We only have 9 people here. We don't have 10. So how are we able to make a zimun of 10? So Gemara Hindalna Ben Alfa on top says, El Afilu Katan Beinayan. This is referring to a situation where they have a katan among them. That katan could be used as a sniff, as an add-on. Now continue to talk about a katan. Rabbi Rechia Amar Rabbi Rechia says, Rabbi Yaakov Arzavdi Ba Kume Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaakov Arzavdi asks the following from Rabbi Yaisi. Kamada Tamar Taman, like you say over there, like we had just said, katan Aysen Aysay Sniff La Sara, that a katan could be used as an add-on, a supplement to 10. And if we have 9 people, and a katan, it's considered like we have 10. So Amar Af Hacha, Aysen Aysay Snifla Shlaisha. We should say the same thing over here, and he should be able to be as an add-on to 3. Meaning if we have 2 people that ate together, along with a katan, the katan should be allowed to join in, and we should be able to have 3 people for Zimun. And why is that? Because Ma Taman Shema Zkirin Es Hashem, over there, where we're going to be mentioning Hashem's name. We're going to be saying, Nevarecha Lekeinu Shachal Mishalai, and we're going to allow him to join. So Khan over here, when we're dealing with 3 people, Shein Ma Zkirin Es Hashem, we don't mention Hashem's name. Like Hal Shekein, shouldn't it be a for sure? It should be a definite that he should be allowed to join in, and 2 people in a katan should be allowed to be mezamein. Now we know that that's not true, because our Mishnah says very clearly, the nashim va'avadim uketanim ein mezamein alayim. But this logic seems to be very good. So Amar Rabbi Yossi told him, v'ha'inai kol shekein. It's not a kol shekein. Taman over there, al yidei shehein oimrim es Hashem, since they're saying Hashem's name, Ice sniff. So then they can add him in. Vakan, she'ain karnas Hashem, over here, they're not saying Hashem's name, ain't ice sniff, they can't add him in. Now what's Rabbi Yossi telling him? So the explanation is fascinating. The Charedim explains as follows. We know that after the Shvatim sold Yosef, they sat down and they made a cherem, there's official cherem, no one's allowed to tell Yaakov that they sold Yosef. Now we know that when you make a cherem, you have to have 10 people, but they only had 9 brothers over there. Binyamin wasn't there, and Reuven wasn't there either, and they had just sold Yosef. So they only had 9 brothers. So who was the 10th? So we know that they were Mitzdarif Hashem with them, and Hashem's Shechino was their 10th, and Hashem himself kept the Cherem, because we know that Hashem didn't tell Yaakov until they told Yaakov. So we see that we can include Hashem as a 10th. Now, in order to be able to include Hashem as a 10th, you have to be on the level of the Shvatim. Now, a standard 9 people that are eating together, they're not on the level of the Shvatim. So they have to have a sniff as well. They have to have some sort of supplement. They have to have something that they could hang on to, that they could say, okay, now we have some sort of a 10th, so now we could also include Hashem, and Hashem is really our 10th. And that's what a katan is doing. When a katan is there, so he, so to speak, brings the Shechina in with him, and now the Shechina is being included, and now we have the 10th. But again, that's only because we're dealing with 10, and we're dealing with the Shechina coming in, saying Hashem's name. But when we have 3, so the Shechina is not coming in over there, we don't say Hashem's name, so therefore a katan cannot be a supplement, he cannot be used as a third person. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about a katan and what he's allowed to be involved in. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.